Welcome back to Pet Talk from Pet Gazette, where we meet the pets and pet people of Western North Carolina. This half of our show is sponsored by Dr. Crouch. It is brought to you by the Western Carolina Veterinary Surgery, the only referral surgery hospital in North Carolina to receive accreditation from the prestigious American Animal Hospital Association. Dr. Crouch and his staff nurture the human-animal bond with state-of-the-art care. And we are fortunate enough this morning to be speaking with Dr. Crouch on the phone from his practice. Good morning, Dr. Crouch.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you so much for having me. It's my esteemed pleasure to be part of Pet Talk and Pet Gazette.
Well, thank you very much. It's our pleasure to have you here. Now, I know our listeners are going to be really curious about a lot of things. First of all, let me kind of combine these. It's like, what is a veterinary surgery? And that ties into a little bit about your practice. How is it unique? That kind of thing. Tell us a little.
Well, becoming a veterinary surgeon requires additional specialty training, not only after going to university and veterinary medical school, but advanced training in multiple disciplines, especially surgery, of course, and orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, cardiovascular, abdominal, and other soft tissue surgeries, to then be qualified to be a surgeon that is available on request of the pet owner or the veterinarian for some very complex surgical diseases.
Wow.
And my office, Western Carolina Veterinary Surgery, is a referral animal hospital that is an extension of the veterinarian locally that sees the pets and allows me to get involved when needed to provide those advanced surgical procedures for the pets.
Now, does that mean that someone is listening here and they think, well, my vet said maybe I should have my dog have surgery, or they are thinking in the back of their mind maybe he should? Can they call you directly?
Absolutely. We encourage the pet owner to get actively involved in their pet's health and talk with their veterinarian. We want to make sure that we work together as a team so we all are included in the decision-making process. But sometimes it's easiest to start the ball rolling by the pet owner calling our office, and then we get contact with the pet owner's veterinarian for additional information on the specific problem.
Okay. And then we had read in the beginning that about the accreditation from the American Animal Hospital Association. Now, this is a very high honor, is it not?
It is, and we're excited to be the only referral animal hospital in surgery in the state of North Carolina with a special accreditation from the American Animal Hospital Association. It's been around since around 1933,
wow,
providing levels of care and guidelines for veterinary hospitals throughout the country. Now they have created a designated referral animal hospital accreditation for veterinary hospitals just like mine.
That's excellent. And all I can think of is, you're right here, and here's world-class care right here in the Asheville area, and no need to subject the pet to the added stress of travel, and it's just a wonderful resource that we have here. Now, if people want to contact you, we should refer them to both your website and your phone number, I think. So let's do that. Now, it's WCVS.org, your website. Is that correct?
That's correct. The initials of our practice, Western Carolina Veterinary Surgery,
mm-hmm,
WCVS.org.
Okay.
And our phone number is area code 828-684-0019. And we're located in South Asheville in the Arden area.
Yes, very conveniently located, having been to your office, and it's very easy to find. Well, yep. I know you're going to be joining us on future shows with some very specific information and advice for people. So I would urge everybody to go to PetGazetteAsheville.com, and if you have questions for Dr. Crouch, don't hesitate to send them in. Thank you for being with us today, Doctor.
It's my pleasure, Carol. I will talk with you soon.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I'm going to turn the microphone over to our editor, Jim Marks, who has a 4th of July guest with us today. Hi, Shane.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
Good.
Our guest is Shane Cox, a veteran and founder of Warrior Service Dogs. Welcome, Shane.
Welcome. Thank you, sir.
Shane, can you tell us a little bit about how and why you started Warrior Service Dogs?
I'm not the only founder of another veteran myself. We actually met in a group at the VA and decided that we needed something that was a little bit alternative to just the normal kind of therapy. And I had a service dog already, and he said, why don't we get together and work like this and maybe start a nonprofit to help other veterans? And it kind of just steamrolled from there to the point to where now we are at the park working with veterans on a daily basis here in Asheville or in Waynesville.
How many veterans do you have involved at the moment?
Right now we've got about a dozen veterans involved, either getting training or at least helping the organization through volunteer work or different things of that nature.
You said we meet at the park. Is that still Carrier Park?
We do meet at Carrier Park every day from 4 to 7. And on certain times, maybe on Thursdays, I go out to Waynesville Elks Club, and I'll work out there for veterans that can't travel to the Asheville area.
Okay. And are you still making regular visits out to the VA hospital?
I am, sir. I'm still working there 5 days a week as a part-time job. And part of the best part of it is just walking around and meeting veterans, because I do have my own dog, and it's a great icebreaker to get them to talk and get them into conversations and get stories and learn things and better help other veterans down the road.
Great. And do you have any special events coming up for the Warrior Service Dogs?
Actually, on the 4th, we were in the Waynesville Parade, and then coming up on the 13th, we will be on the Elks Lodge is throwing a service dog educational day for the community, where we'll be out there doing demonstrations, we'll have a cookout, live music, and all kinds of things. And we encourage and invite everybody to come out and say hi and get to know what service dogs can do and how they help veterans.
And how can people contact you if they want to get involved?
We are all over social media. We have a Twitter feed, we have an Instagram, our Facebook page is Warrior Service Dogs at Facebook, our website is warriorservicedogs.org. And everything from there will point you in some other way of getting in contact with us if need be.
You mentioned in the green room that you were hoping to eventually get a indoor facility for your meetings and get-togethers?
A lot of our fundraisers at the time right now are for trying to get a standalone building so we can get our veterans out of the elements of being at a park on normal days where it's too hot, raining, or cold, or whatever it be, but also a place where we can maybe start holding dogs for stock dogs that we can give veterans that can't do all the training that we try to do. And that way they can come in, get about a two-week class on how to use the dog and what commands, and then they can take the dog and just require maintenance as they go on and grow together.
Okay, and there is a specific website or phone number that they can contact you?
The best way would be our direct email is warriorservicedog@gmail.com, and that's an easier way. We check that every day. We try to get in contact and reply as often as much as we can.
Okay, great. Thank you for you and Draven for visiting today.
Yes, we should point out that the most gentle, beautiful pit bull is right underneath Shane's chair, and I know Shane wouldn't be sitting in that chair if it weren't for that pit bull. So
exactly,
thank
correct.
You both for your service. We want to thank you for listening to Pet Gazette today on the radio, Pet Talk. Remember, you can read Pet Gazette online at petgazetteasheville.com and send us questions there for our experts to answer, or we can help you get in touch with any of the folks that you hear on Pet Talk. Like us on Facebook and tune in again next Saturday for Pet Talk from Pet Gazette at 1350 Asheville Independent Radio. And please remember that Dr. Crouch is a referral veterinarian, and we urge you to get involved in your pet's health by having you or your veterinarian contact Dr. David Crouch at Western Carolina Veterinary Surgery. And he'll work with you and your vet to provide really world-class consultations and or surgical solutions right here in Asheville. And I know if our Remy or Rosie were facing surgery, I'd really want nationally renowned Dr. Crouch leading our team. Contact him at 684-0019. And we will see you back here Saturday morning, 7:30 to 8 a.m. next Saturday. Remember to hug your pet this week.